on the dotted line. But he, after the war, when all this was transpiring, he had to take over. And it was too much for him, beyond his ability to handle all of this. He had plantations over here on this side of the river around Livonia. And you can read very easily, he was suffering from what's known as a depressive elation syndrome. You know what that is? Where they're either in a deep depression or they're way up. And undoubtedly, when he did all of this, you understand?
Manic depressive, yeah.
Yeah, maniac depressive. He was way up. Then when he realized what he couldn't cope with what he had done, he went the other way and he blew his head off. So she hadn't realized that. She hadn't grasped that significance.
Yeah. What are some of the largest changes in personalities maybe that you see?
Well, what you mean? How, explain yourself.
Well, I mean, in the personalities maybe of the people here. Do you see any difference, any changes?
Well,
like, you had a, for example, you had a sheriff that would used to shoot people for no
good reason at all.
Yeah, you don't have colorful people like that anymore.
No, like I told you about the man who too was a colorful character that didn't think too much of anybody that took a bath in wintertime. Or there was a reason behind that.
Or your uncle, for example, who used to tell stories, you know.
Yeah.
Master storyteller.
He was a master storyteller. Undoubtedly, he was, he didn't have all those experiences, but he was able to listen to other people and take on their experiences and enlarge on them, you understand? As if it happened to him.
Did y'all get a lot of interesting people from the river maybe wandering in now?
No.
Or did they go over to Bicera?
You didn't get, in my time, the river people were already, it was, the river days were over. You understand? The river days went over, were over with the coming of the railroad on both sides of the river. You had the T&P that came through here in the 90s, 1890s, and on the other side of the river you had the L&A railroad around St. Francisville and the YMV.
Were there any small industries or industries in the area?
They had sugar mills, cotton gins. Sometime, I think at one time they established a brickyard at New Road, but it wasn't too settled. Ice house, things of that nature, you understand? But no real big industry. The first industry they claim in this section was the Standard Oil. Oh, now they call it the Exxon at Baton Rouge in 1909.
Yeah. Did your father have a lot of emergency cases at night where he'd have to go?
Oh, yes. Lots of times he got up at night.
Give pharmaceuticals or something like that?
Yeah, fill prescription.
I guess that's why when I came to the door you mentioned about having been in a drugstore for so long.
You know, getting up in the middle of the night, it's freezing cold. There was no gas heaters. Like now, we have gas. You know, the house is heated winter and summer all day.
You may not have them for long, though.
You'd have to dress up in the cold, get out of your warm bed, go to a store that was cold, fill a prescription. You may not get two or three, may not get more than get home. The doctor was on the road. Somebody would call you again. I've seen him do that many a time.
Yeah. Any other big changes you can see between? Well, you know, I guess they're really sort of all little things, you know?
Well, if you look back over the span of time, say I can think back fairly well, look back over maybe 62 or 63 years, that far back, there has been a big change in this country in many ways. Like I told you, the principal language here, 62 or 63 years, was either Creole or French. English was, today it's all the reverse. You never hear, hardly hear Creole or French. But still, there's much left of that. You understand, in the talking, the way people express themselves. They haven't caught up with the present yet in expressing themselves like people that talk exclusively English. They don't quite think alike. If you know anything about it, you soon realize that. We had mud roads out in front here. I've seen a few cars. You knew everybody that has horse and buggy, wagon.
I don't suppose you feared to drink from a stream either, did you?
No. You either had a well, a shallow well, or you had a cistern. You drank some, more or less we drank shallow well water here. You couldn't hit water right in front here, but we had a well there about back in the middle of that pasture. You could hit a good, pretty good well back there.
Yeah.
And you had wood fires in those days.
Yeah. And okay. Well,
let me run this thing up.